Well, sir, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook and young Russell are gathered cozily in the living room as we enter the small house halfway up on the next block now. And the placid tableau argues that our friends are spending a quiet evening at home. Vic lounges in his easy chair, deep in reflection. Sade leafs through the newspaper. And young Russell, at the library table, reads aloud from a volume of vigorous fiction.
Lady Margaret's luxuriant jet black eyelashes were over 3 inches long, and they curtained her great swimming eyes like summer clouds sometimes curtain the soft radiance of the moon. Drat these half-wit mosquitoes, suddenly shouted her lover, sharply slapping his pants leg. Why, darling, murmured Lady Margaret reproachfully, and she flicked a speck of dust from the burlap topping of one of her fashionable friend's beds. Third Lieutenant Clinton...
Is Miss Pom-Pom Cordova ever going home?
Beg pardon?
Talking to Gov.
Haven't been paying any attention to me, huh?
Vic!
What? What's the matter?
Well, I like that.
Your mind must have been a million miles away.
It was.
Well, I like that. One of you's reading the newspaper and the other's asleep. Don't anybody realize I've been plugging away 20 minutes here? I'm almost out of breath from talking out loud so long. Nobody heard a lame brain word I said.
Oh, whose fault is it? Both your mother and myself told you we weren't interested in Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley.
Before you even started, we told you that.
But you went ahead anyway.
You said, hey, people want to hear about how Third Lieutenant Clinton Stanley and Lady Margaret outwit the counterfeit and snake charmers. Gov and I said no simultaneous. But of course, you plunged right on anyhow.
Well, I should think common ordinary decency and politeness would have forced you
Common ordinary decency and politeness should have forced you to read to yourself after others in the room expressed a desire not to be read aloud to.
Yes.
Now that we've successfully sweated that little fly, Sadie, let's go on with our own conversation.
Little fly is about right.
Don't be angry, Helen. Mama and I are very fond of you.
Uh-huh.
Come here and I'll give you a nice hug.
Oh, yuck.
What did you say, Dr. Sleech, when I was deep in my daydream?
I asked if Miss Pom-Pom Cordova is ever going home to Belmont Beach, Bahama Islands.
Why, another item in the paper, buddy?
Yeah.
She's an indefatigable playgirl. Life is a roundy gaiety.
Miss Pom-Pom Cordova of Belmont Beach, Bahama Islands, who is a house guest of Miss Lolita de Rienzi of the Monte Carlo Apartments, obliged with impromptu tropical guitar musical selections at an informal get-together of friends in the Purple Room of Butler House Hotel last evening.
I wonder if B.B. Bo was there.
Don't say.
B.B. Bo is sadly smitten. Cupid's golden arrow has simply macerated his poor heart.
No, but is she going to house guest forever or what?
Say, this serves to introduce a subject we haven't touched on for some time.
B.B. Ba and Pom-Pom and Lolita and all of them come here so B.B. can meet Pom-Pom?
Yes.
I wondered why we hadn't touched on it myself. You were all excited about it last week.
So I was. And I'm all the more so now due to a little information I picked up today.
There, by George.
You picked up some information today?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
Something of rather a startling nature.
Yeah?
Startling to me, that is.
There, by George.
Well, tell.
Well, may not strike you as anything special.
There, by George.
Oh, hey, what's the idea?
Gee whiz, a common, ordinary American citizen.
Answer me this one question, Edna. Why do you keep shouting, there, by George, every couple of seconds?
I've just finished this Third Lieutenant Stanley book.
Who do you imagine cares?
Well, I thought you people might be interested in...
Not even remotely.
Mm. Oh, yes, Russell, get that terrible expression of horrible suffering off your face. You're not abused.
Seems to me when a common, ordinary American citizen passes an innocent...
You finished your Third Lieutenant Stanley book. That's grand. Everybody's happy. Start another Third Lieutenant Stanley book now.
Yeah.
Well, hey here, what's this big startling information about Miss Pom-Pom Cordova of the Bahama Islands?
You might not think it the least bit startling.
I bet I do. You say you've been excited over the prospect of having a party and entertaining these people here in our house. Today you heard something that makes you all the more excited. Well, come on now, tell.
Well, It turns out that Mr. Pom-Pom Cordova of the Bahama Island is one of the very, very, very few women...
Yes?
...that has ever been granted honorary membership...
Yes?
...in the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
No.
Yes.
Well, for mercy's sake.
Is that startling intelligence, or is it not startling intelligence?
It's startling intelligence.
Your jaw dropped open and you turned white as a sheet.
Oh, I doubt if all that happened.
Do you see now, kiddo, why perhaps my interest in our social function has been kindled into a roar and blaze anew?
Yes, I do.
Well, you could have knocked me over with a spray of thistledown.
Well, how did all this come about? Is there a chapter of your lodge in the Bahama Islands?
No. I'll give you the story on that.
All right.
And I have a little notion you'll consider it quite a colorful tale.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, just to begin with, I must ask you to bring to mind E.W. Smith of Emporia, Kansas.
Oh, steals horses.
Sadie, I must ask you to please refrain.
All right. He don't steal horses.
The story I'm about to tell is concerned with E.W. Smith's regrettable habit that he overcome only after great suffering and mental torture.
Pom-Pom Cordova don't steal horses.
Sadie, please.
Well, yes.
Shall I continue?
Yeah.
Pom-Pom Cordova, I learned, is a former Emporia girl.
The dickens she is.
Born and raised in Emporia.
I had a sneaking notion that Belmont Beach, Bahama Islands, was a lot of tosh.
Miss Cordova has a legitimate right to that address. At the age of 17, her parents moved to the Bahama Islands.
I wonder about that Pom-Pom Cordova business, too.
I cannot tell you the story if you insist.
Lena Murphy, about the size of it.
Sadie, please.
Opal McSlunk.
Very well.
Go ahead.
You listen?
Sure.
Leaving Pom-Pom for the moment, let us return to Emporia, Kansas, and E.W. Smith.
Yeah, let's do.
After E.W. Smith had grown to man's estate and become a member of the sacred stars of the Milky Way, he was beset by this terrible, this awful, this...
A habit of stealing horses.
Russell, I had no notion you were in the room.
Yeah, I'm in the room. In fact...
Silence, sir. See... E.W. Smith.
Got to stealing horses, And what did Pom-Pom Cordova do about it?
Sadie, I very much fear...
I'm not making fun. Go ahead.
Miss Pom-Pom Cordova was instrumental in E.W. Smith conquering his wretched habit.
She cured him of stealing horses?
She helped. She wielded a sweet influence on him. She was tireless in aiding him and pointing out the right road to travel.
So they made her an honorary member of the lodge, huh?
They did. The Sky Brothers are the sacred stars of the Milky Way there in Emporia were so grateful to her that they petitioned headquarters, and their petition was granted.
When was this?
Long ago.
But E.W. Smith stole a horse just last year.
Yes, he did.
He stole two horses the year before.
True. You're right. But those were temporary fallens from grace. E.W. Smith, I'm told, has stolen no horses now for 10 months.
Sure.
Everybody, of course, has their fingers crossed.
Hmm.
Maybe well that E.W. Smith of Emporia will never steal another horse.
Sure.
Let us all keep that hope in our hearts.
Well, how'd you find out about Pom-Pom belonging to the lodge?
She told me so herself this afternoon.
You saw her this afternoon, huh?
Naturally.
Naturally, huh?
I happened to be down in Dr. Keevy's dentist's office a few minutes after work.
And so was Pom-Pom and Lolita.
That's right.
Dr. Keevy, that incorrigible dreamer, was incorrigibly dreaming again and examining everybody's interesting teeth, I bet.
I suppose you could put it that way, if you wanted to. How about the party?
Perfectly fine with me.
In the light of Miss Cordova's being an honorary member of my lodge, I feel very strongly that we should...
I feel very strongly myself. Sure. Let's give the party. Pom-Pom and Lolita and B.B. Baugh and cornet and tropical guitar duets and salted peanuts and warm lemonade and the whole works.
Excellent. Suppose we begin making plans at once.
Dandy.
I believe I'll read this exciting part of my Third Lieutenant Stanley book again.
Mm-hmm.
Want me to read it out loud?
No.
Lady Margaret's luxuriant jet-black eyelashes were over 3 inches long, and they curtained her great swimming eyes like summer clouds sometimes curtain the soft radiance of the moon. "Drat these half-wit mosquitoes," suddenly shouted her lover, sharply slapping his pants leg. "Why, darling," murmured Lady Margaret reproachfully, and she flicked a speck of dust from the burlap topping of one of her fashionable French spats.